called him Dad.
Called him Dad?
Yeah. Okay. I was called Girly and Babe, and well, I was quite a pet after four boys.
I can imagine. And those two together, they were your mother and your father together were your parents?
Our only, yes, they were my parents.
Okay, did you have any other names you'd call them? I mean, besides parents?
Oh, as I told you, we called Ma, called her first Mom, and then Dad. I think not any other names than that.
How about your grandmother and grandfather? What did you call them?
Grandpa and Grandma.
Okay, and you haven't. Have you mentioned your children?
We have no children.
Oh, that's right.
Only those that have kind of adopted us. We have much family.
You got a few of those.
Yeah, many, many of those.
But now you said that your mother had, your parents had four boys and a girl.
Yes.
And how would they turn them? They brought them up or they, what would they say?
Would they raised.
Say? Okay, they say raised instead of reared. Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you have the same appearance as your mother? Pretty much?
Yes. I look like the both of them. Very much. Those that have known my dad say I look like them. And if they've known my mother, they think I look like her.
That's great. And you said you were delivered by a midwife.
My grandmother. Grandmother Warner.
Now, if a person were to be ill now, where would they take them?
To Warland, to the hospital. But just the other day, a couple from up the Knowwood came in and they didn't start in time and what are they that go with the ambulance?
Paramedics?
Yes, they delivered them in a trailer house down here on the floor. Well, and there's a family here that had two of their children were born on the way to the hospital.
And people who are married, the man is called the
provider, or
he is her
husband,
and she is his
wife.
Okay, now do you have pet names or nicknames between you and your husband?
Oh, I call him Ronaldo now since I've taken the Spanish. And
all right, and he for you?
Oh, dear, most of the time when he speaks to me.
Okay, when he's speaking. All right, and did you mention where you, you told me where you met, didn't you?
I didn't tell you that. You want that?
Yeah, well, you tell me this whole story of where you met, funny. Where you got married, all this stuff.
I had been married before. I am 10 years older than he is. And so he was 12 when I was married the first time, and I knew him then. They were neighbor kids up there. It was kind of funny. Then in 50, I got a divorce. But I had a store down here. I was running a store at that time. And I have one of these old-fashioned high cash registers. So there'd been a girl here that was divorced with a boy, and Ronald had been going with her, and I told her that she should marry him. He was a nice fellow. But some way they split up, and one night he came in. You're not putting names in on this, I hope.
No.
I can remember seeing him over that cash register, and he said, would you go to the dance with me tonight? And I thought, why, you can't. You're asking an old woman to go to a dance. Oh, I'll be there, because we'd been having square dances and a lot of fun, and I was going. I'd had my divorce for a year and a half, I guess. I guess not. That was a couple of months after I got my divorce. And so I said, I'll be there. So he was there to meet me when we went in. And it was a year later that we were married. And we spent the 1 year on the mountains, and then we spent not just